This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Hey everyone, welcome in to the weekend edition of the KE Report. My name is Corey Fleck and I'm your host for this first hour. A little bit quieter this week for the markets, even for the metals. It seems like at least some traders are trying to get a couple vacations in at the very tail end of summer. But that gives us the opportunity to look ahead to some of the stories, some of the drivers for the rest of this year. I'm kicking off the show with Trader Vic Sparandio. Trader Vic, I want to start off with some of your thoughts, some of your comments on the upcoming election in the U.S., which is undoubtedly going to get nastier as we get closer to election date. And it's a pretty cloudy picture right now in terms of even how this election is going to run. But when you look at markets, they don't seem to care right now. Markets continue to drift or grind higher. Give us your thoughts on the upcoming U.S. election and how the markets are going to take it.
Yeah, the disconnect between the markets and the economy is fairly extreme. Now, we had our minus 32.9% first call GDP decline, 9.5 in real terms when you don't annualize. Now the projections are plus 25 in the third quarter, all due to the Fed and the administrative spending. So you're going to come up in the next two quarters. It's going to decelerate, though. In other words, up probably somewhere around 7 for the quarter in September, and then up 2.5 in December, 2.5 to 3. And then next year, I look for minus 1. I look for a flat to down year next year. But neither end of there, the market is in its own melt-up stage because of the Fed and the belief that the Fed will continue to put money in the system and save, you know, be the white knight. So, and that's hard to understand because the numbers were so bad. And of course, they're being carried by six stocks. You know, the six stocks are carrying the S&P and NASDAQ. But you can't short the market. Cannot short it. Shouldn't try at this stage because this quarter is going to be a good quarter. And then the next quarter is also going to be up. And then you may get some fiscal policy in there. And then the belief is, if we can get into the election, because part of the market is the election, and the polls lie. I mean, there's no other word for it. They mislead you because they can make the poll numbers come out any way they want. If anybody wants to really watch the polls, the best pollster is Rasmussen. Gallup is not horrible, but they are biased as well. Rasmussen is... they have shown minus 15 approval for Trump to plus 4. They're now down about minus 4, and he's going to get a bump. This RNC is really looking good, so I would say he's going to get a big bump from that. But the key is, if you look at the real clear politics polling, it's interesting to watch, but it's very misleading. So you can't look at the polls. The polls are worthless, but Rasmussen is very decent. If you want to know how the president's doing, which is direct reflection on the markets, watch Rasmussen.
So, Trader Vic, do you see the potential of there being an extreme result, either Biden or Trump taking a much larger majority of the vote in this election?
The way, now, and let me preface, there are some things I can do very well, or used to do very well. but see, understanding the citizen's mind, I mean, I give myself a C+ to a B-. I mean, I'm not good at this, but here's my take. And this is like 2 and 2. I mean, the appeal, the negative appeal to Trump has been these women voters, the suburban soccer moms, and supposedly the majority of the African American vote has always gone Democratic, but it's been improving. Now, to me, if you know, in most of the let's say reports and interviews I've seen, African Americans don't want to defund the police. I think that is an insane promotion by the Democrats. Insane. So my belief is the potential for Trump to win by a landslide is very high. I heard in a poll the other day that he was like 4 points behind in New York. New York is dead, by the way. I used to live in New York for 50 years, 48 years. The town is, this mayor and the governor, but mainly the mayor, has killed New York. If I can get into this, but let me just leave it at that. Fifth Avenue, Madison Avenue. Madison Avenue, the rental space, just to give you an indication, is $1,000 a square foot. That means that most of the stores on Madison Avenue where millions of people would walk per year, tens of millions, they would rent out for $350,000 a month. Can you imagine how much business you have to do to pay that? And they're all boarded up. They're closed. They haven't done business in 5 months. And then when these riots came, they broke the glass. They're all boarded up. And I mean, it's dead. The restaurants are closed. There's no restaurants. The Broadway is closed. Why would anybody go there? The prices of condos are down a minimum of 40%. You want to sell? I mean, there's the girl who was in Hunger Games just sold her condo, which she bought in 2016 for $15 million for $9.9 million. She just sold it, and that was a high-end condo. So the real estate business in parts of the country, Chicago, New York, a few other places, are just horrendous. So the wealth dissipation is major, major in places like L.A. and New York and Chicago. So anyway, back to square one, the election could be a landslide, but if it isn't a landslide, that's where it gets very dicey, because Hillary Clinton came out today for Biden not to concede, so there's going to be, they're trying to steal the election, and God knows what happens if you don't have a clear indication of who's the winner. It could turn into a huge mess. That would be a disaster for the markets, by the way. But they don't seem to care now, and they know what I just told you, so maybe he is going to win by a landslide.
If the markets don't care right now about the election, and who knows what's going to happen as we progress, is it really all about what the Fed is going to do, and that seems to be maintain an easy money policy? Or is there something else that investors need to be aware of here?
No, that's the primary reason the markets are up, but also they're talking about another stimulus package that they're trying to negotiate, and it hasn't happened, and I think it probably won't happen, but if he wins, meaning Trump, he's gonna take back the House if it's a landslide, if that's the way it's looking. Then there'll be the anticipation is he'll do something in the fiscal end as well. So there'll be this future stimulus that'll come next year.
All right, Trader Vic, we are out of time for this first segment, but I'm having you back on next segment. So everybody stick around. I am going to be right back with Trader Vic.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Your week
weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. I'm continuing to chat with Trader Vic Sparandio. And in this segment, Trader Vic, let's focus on the precious metals with this current correction that we are in. We are recording this on Wednesday. We're getting a bit of a bounce on Wednesday. Don't know where this week is going to finish, but the metals have generally faded. The argument being that they were very overbought, which is a good situation for any market. It means that you're in a bull market. Any thought on time frame of this correction? Is it already over? What's your prediction here for some of these investors that maybe are sitting on some cash, wondering if now is the best time to buy or if there is still a bit more downside here?
Well, let's put it this way, that they're moving up, as I say, because tomorrow, of what Powell will say, he's going to say, I'm going to let inflation run. Meaning if their goal was 2%, their target was 2%, they've underperformed in their minds. I don't know where that target came from, by the way, but that's their target. So if it came in at 1.5, they use the PCE, they use a different, not the CPI, they use a different calculator, which is always underneath the CPI. But if they, say that we're going to let it run to levels that we determine, you know, he's probably not going to use a number, but he's going to give you strong hints. See, that means that gold and silver will rally again. And because the economy is going to be up in the 20s, annualized, probably in the 7s real without the annualization, it could be that gold and silver are going to make a run for 2,100 and 30 on silver 30 and gold at 2,100. But, I mean, it's very hard if you don't have a position to buy it, and it's going to depend on what he says. So whatever we're talking about now is irrelevant if he doesn't come through and really press that inflation is what they want, and they're not going to, you know, they're not going to try to stop it. See, that would be the most positive thing, which is what the markets are thinking that he's going to say. That's my view.
Okay. Trader Vic, we also talk a lot about energy as well, and I know that you follow the energy sectors very closely. We've seen a very nice bounce in natural gas now trading up around a little over 250. Oil, it's been a relatively boring market. Doesn't seem to matter what news, what data comes out. Just holding a little above that 40 level. What are your thoughts on the energy sector?
Well, natural gas, which has made a very strong run, is two reasons. One is the hot weather, which has been predictive here in Texas and across the country, which is basically starting to tame down. So that fundamental is coming to a close. And then, of course, the hurricane, which is going to hit Houston. But it's selling off today. Natural gas is down 65 hundredths of a cent, which is sort of an indication that the discounting of the harm it's going to do hitting the Houston area is not going to be material, not to the oil industry nor the gas industry. So I would say that probably that is not an issue. Oil is being pegged here. It's being supported, if you want to use that term. And like everything else, is being manipulated up to keep it from going back down. So there's no more there's no bankruptcies of whatever has gone bankrupt. Is Chesapeake and a few other energy issues. So it's really being supported. So oil, I don't see it spiking because of until this slowdown is more pronounced and the COVID, cases start to drop off, oil is going to stay around here with a slight upward bias, and gas is going to sell off because it's already discounted the hurricane and the hot weather. So it's going to sell off, in my view.
Okay. Now, overall, when it comes to making money for investors, as I mentioned earlier on in the first segment, where are your focuses right now in terms of markets that you think are undervalued, markets that have some of the best long-term potential here moving into next year, trying to ignore some of these day trading swings?
Well, and I have to say, you know, I have positions. I am an investor. You know, I don't use that term often, in gold and silver, and I've owned them for a long time. I've added to the positions, and I believe that this is now a new bull market. Well, let's say an acceleration of the bull market that started at the end of 15, the beginning of 16 in gold. This is now the acceleration phase. So really, the junior miners, a lot of them are Canadian, these junior miners and the mining stocks, as well, of course, gold and silver, but you're going to get the biggest bang for your buck in these stocks because the PE expansion. So that's really next year's dynamite play, is a continuation of what you see now. So, you know, owning, I don't talk about stocks often, you know, I don't get in stocks as much, but certainly gold, my target, you know, short term is in the 2250 target area. That's where I think, you know, using my little technical analysis, which, by the way, I don't put a lot of weight on these things because it's hard to predict where things are going to go. It's based on psychology. But I see next year as being a very good year for gold and silver, and especially, even more so, the mining stocks.
In terms of mining stocks, which ones are you focused on? These major?
Well, again, I don't like to use stocks because I'm not a registered investment advisor. I am, I'm in the commodity business, but I want to give stocks. And I'm not really, by the way, that's a micro analysis. I'm always a macro guy, so I'll let people use their own ingenuity here for stocks. I just give you the macro play that. That's really where the action is. Like I say, next year, I'm of the opinion that you're going to be down 1% in GDP. It's going to be effectively I don't want to confuse people with terms, but it's going to be a depressionary kind of a recovery, in that you're going to trade under trend, is the way that Keynes defined it. So you're going to be down about 1% next year. And now, again, this can change because it depends. If Trump wins and the House and Senate remain Republican, I can change that because it depends what they do. The Fed is limited. I mean, they can't lower interest rates. So all they can do is add to the balance sheet, which they will do. But the bottom line is how from a minus one recover next year, a minus one GDP, that's negative. And the reason I say that is because the wealth, like I just said about New York City, the wealth has been devastated in small business and in many of the cities around the country.
Okay. Hey, Trader Vic, we're going to wrap it up there. Always enjoyable having you on the show. I love hearing all your comments and interested to hear what markets you are focused on. Thanks again for your time on this weekend show. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you, you too.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
You USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The call for police reform took center stage in Washington Friday as a large crowd gathered on the National Mall. It comes days after another police shooting of a black man, Jacob Blake, in Kenosha, Wisconsin. The Get Your Knee Off Our Necks march was organized by the Reverend Al Sharpton.
We didn't come out and stand in this heat because we didn't have nothing to do. Black lives matter, and we won't stop until it matters to everybody.
After a campaign rally in Londonderry, New Hampshire, President Trump commented on the shooting of Jacob Blake. A reporter with television station WMUR asked about it.
Do you believe that officer was justified in that shooting?
Well, I'm looking into it very strongly. I'll be getting reports, and I'll certainly let you know pretty soon. But I'll be, it was not a good sight. I didn't like the sight of it, certainly.
This is USA Radio News. The Department of Justice has seized three websites used to front a scheme to arrange a multi-million dollar fuel shipment by the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps that was bound to Venezuela. John Clemens reports.
The Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps is a designated foreign terrorist organization, and as such, tried to use the three websites to use four different foreign-flagged oil tankers to get petroleum to the disputed government of Nicolas Maduro in Caracas. The four vessels contained almost 1.2 million barrels of petroleum. A portion of the money collected from the seizure of the oil will go to the U.S. Victims of State-Sponsored Terrorism Fund. With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Actor Chadwick Boseman has died after a four-year battle with colon cancer. Boseman earned worldwide acclaim for his portrayal of the comic book hero Black Panther on the movie screen. A statement from the family said he died in his home. Boseman was 43. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. I hope everybody enjoyed those first two segments with Trader Vic Sparandio. In this segment, I am joined by Mark Chandler, managing partner over at Bannockburn Global Forex, also writes the Mark to Market blog. Mark, I want to start off with your take on not just Powell's comments at that virtual Jackson Hole meeting, but more specifically the market reactions, because we saw some pretty wild swings. The one market that really just kept climbing higher were the U.S. equity markets. The S&P, as we're recording this close to the close on Friday, broke above that 3,500 level, just continues to move higher. But you look at some of the other markets, like gold, like the U.S. dollar, even like treasuries, they've been all over the place the last two trading days. Really wild swings from when Powell started speaking to when he finished speaking, and now into Friday, reversing all of the other reversals from the day before. Crazy to think about just how much volatility that one statement that, in my eyes, really didn't change any of what the Fed had said before, caused markets to move. Mark, let's get your comments. First and foremost, which markets are catching your eye the most during this volatile last couple days of the week?
Yes, I think Powell's comments are really the key. I mean, in a sense that and what Powell did was time the FOMC release right before he spoke. And the release basically showed a unanimous support for the Federal Reserve to be adopting an average inflation target. So instead of having the inflation target at 2%, like it is now, and it was approached, the Federal Reserve would raise interest rates, the average inflation targeting would basically imply that because the U.S. has undershot inflation, it now will tolerate inflation above its target before it gets concerned. And by getting concerned, I mean raising interest rates. And so the Federal Reserve has really been, I think, evolving towards this position. I don't think the announcement came as a surprise, so leave aside how the markets responded for a second. In effect, what's happened is that since the Federal Reserve adopted this inflation target back in 2012, it has missed. And in order to compensate that, what that would imply is for the Federal Reserve to allow inflation to run around 2.5% for the next decade. And then you get the average rate to be about 2%. The problem I have with this is that the Federal Reserve announced a new target, in effect, but not announced any tools. How are we going to get inflation? You know, they haven't been able to get inflation to 2%. How are we going to get it to above 2%? And without announcing new tools and new measures, I think the market is a bit stumped by it. But the only thing that's really stuck, I think to your comment about the stock market, I think the stock market's been going up really regardless of the Fed. And I think the S&P's went up almost every day this past week, as if the Federal Reserve, if you can't find where Powell spoke on the charts. On the other hand, there has been a backing up of the long end of the U.S. yield curve, the 10 and 30 year bonds. I think partly this is supply issues. We saw the recent auctions of the shorter dated coupons very well received. And it's really been the long end that's backed up. I think you've seen the dollar, as you say, has been shopping around. And what's interesting to me about the dollar is that just today, Friday, going to the weekend, the dollar has made new lows for the year against sterling and the Australian dollar, while the Japanese yen and the euro are still flirting within the edges of their ranges. Just today, the dollar-yen moved about what it's done for the whole month. The whole month's range is roughly 105 to roughly 107, and today we traded 105.20 to almost 107. So very broad ranges here, but still range-bound.
So, Mark, when we dive a bit more into Powell's comments, too, he did admit that some of the common tools that central banks have tried to use to spark inflation, they have not been working, and they might need to look to some unorthodox tools or different tools. Again, no clarity was given here, but any thoughts on what that could mean? How is the Fed going to actually even get inflation over 2% or to 2.5%?
Yes, I think that's really the question. That's why I think that it's interesting that the break even, that'd be the difference between the conventional bond and the inflation protected security, why that really hasn't changed on the week. The market's inflation expectations don't look like they've changed, despite the spot movement of interest rates or currencies or gold. I don't know how, and I think it's not just the U.S. problem, but all the major central banks are fighting with the same problem of low inflation. We'll see the ECB, we'll see their inflation report next week, and it looks like inflation slowed in Europe. We saw Tokyo's CPI, which comes out a bit ahead of the rest of the country, and the Tokyo CPI went back into deflationary territory. And so I think that inflation, we all think we know what inflation is. And, it, you know, it used to be earlier in our careers, all someone would have to do is sneeze the wrong way, it seemed, and it caused inflation. And now, all the printing of the money, all the monetizing of debt, and we're not really seeing higher general price levels, except in the emerging markets.
Okay, well, that's good to know. But let's talk about some of your trading this week in gold. You and I were talking off mic about some of the trades you were making in gold. You were playing some of these intraday swings, and there were a lot of swings to play at the tail end of the week. Give us a little summary of how you traded gold this week, but I think also more importantly, some of your mid to longer term outlooks for the precious metal.
Yeah, I have found that gold, as a currency person, I of course follow gold, and I just had thought that the intraday movements, and I thought gold was understandable in a way to me that sometimes currencies, despite spending my career focused on them, sometimes it's just beyond my ken. But gold seemed to respond to a couple of factors. I look at the momentum. And sometimes it means to fade the momentum, especially around certain times of day, like when Europe is closing up their books. Other factor I look at is how the dollar is performing. And so, for example, after Powell first made the announcement about inflation targeting, gold shot up to all, the gold, I'm looking at the gold futures contract, the December contract, shot up to almost 1990. And as I was seeing gold making new highs, I was looking at the euro, which was stalling above the top end of its range. So top end of its range is roughly 119. It's poked through 119 maybe half a dozen times this month. And each time it sold off except once when it closed above there. And so I saw the dollar beginning to get some traction. And I thought the market had exaggerated on the interest rate side what was happening. And so I thought that was an opportunity to sell gold. So when gold reversed and sold off so sharply, I was able to benefit from that. But appreciating, though, that what the Federal Reserve just announced, if they get what they want, it'd be inflationary. And that should be negative for the dollar, positive for gold. And so I thought that what Europe and Asia were going to do was take the opposite view that the U.S. took by taking gold lower, ultimately. I thought Europe and Asia would take advantage of that low gold to bid it back up. I think people still, the uncertainty about monetary policy, the negative interest rates, in effect what the Fed said, was interest rates will remain low for longer. And so I think this just enhances the underlying or the medium-term outlook for gold. So I have been talking about 2,000 in gold, and we've been really straddling that general area that we did get above it for a while. I'm thinking that 2,200 may be the next target, and that I see a generally weaker U.S. dollar, low interest rates as the two key drivers. The geopolitics is interesting. You know, the Chinese fired a couple of missiles into some undisputed waters in the South China Sea, sending the U.S. a message of sorts. But I don't think we get really much of a response from gold from those kind of geopolitical issues. I think it's more of a dollar and interest rate and a momentum trade for short-term traders.
Hey, Mark, good chatting with you. We're going to wrap it up here. Always enjoyable having you on the show. Always great to chat with you pretty much at the tail end of every week. Follow up with you on some of the job data next week and then look ahead to following week data that could drive markets. Overall, though, a lot of the focus was on the Fed and, well, not much new that came out of Powell's mouth, but, boy, we saw some short-term volatility. Mark, great chatting with you. Everyone, go check out Mark's website, marktomarket.com. Have a great rest of your weekend there, Mark.
Thank you. Good luck to everybody.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
All right, welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. We are getting a company update from Cartier Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ECR. I am chatting with the president and CEO, Philippe Cloutier. Now, just to bring everybody up to speed, the company holds a number of projects in the Abitibi Gold Belt in Quebec. One of the main projects, the Chimo Mine, already has a resource released, and the company has just recently released drill results from this eastern section at the Central Gold Corridor. Some of the headline numbers are 20.4 grams per ton gold over 2 meters. We also had another result of 11.9 grams per ton gold over 1.6 meters. Now, Philippe, there was also a mention of a new zone, the 5CE zone. This is still kind of in that general area. Bring us up to speed on this drilling and the drill results that were just released, please.
Well, yes, Corey. This is great news for us because the drilling that we've just completed in that part of the project basically drilled a panel that was about 550 meters long by 200 meters wide, with the typical thicknesses that you'll get at Chimo is, you know, anywhere between up to 15 and 20 or 30 meters. So the grades are consistent with what we've always been announcing. And that panel, coupled with what was seen above, will no doubt add another 500,000 ounces to the current resource estimate. And the drilling and these results that we just announced, well, they essentially launched the process for the third resource estimate at the Chimo Mine project. And that third resource estimate will include the global resources at Chimo Mine Project, which are on the Northern Gold Corridor, the Central Gold Corridor, including the Eastern Deep section that we just drilled, and at the Southern Gold Corridor. And so that resource estimate is going to be launched and will be delivered hopefully by the end of 2020.
Okay, just to bring everybody up to speed, the current resource indicated plus inferred is a little under 1.2 million ounces, grading between just under 4 grams per ton up to 4.5 grams per ton gold. Now, you mentioned that some of the new additions to this resource is going to be from this deep drilling, but also kind of relooking at the old resource. What are some of your expectations here and the changes and the growth that could happen from this resource estimate?
Well, our expectations are good. Good because the project has some technical advantages. And if I may say, we made some technical discoveries with the people that we're working with, namely the engineers and resource estimate people, in light of the fact that Chimo has infrastructure. It has a shaft that goes out to 920 meters. It has a mess of drifts owing to the fact that it is a past producer. And obviously, it's right by the highway and has access to six local mills. So these are all technical advantages that help us in the realm of the new resource estimate work and the engineering work. Well, we could take all of these technical advantages, blend them together, and play around with some of the trade-offs and sensitivities of the project, such as lowering the cutoff grade to generate more ounces. These are things that are permissible at Chimo Mine and that we will fold into what we hope is going to be a preliminary economic assessment of the project moving forward after the third resource estimate.
Okay, so continuing to de-risk this Chimo mine property. As I mentioned, though, the company also has a number of other projects, one being the Benoit project that last time you and I chatted, you mentioned that the company is getting some drills on the ground at Benoit. I've chatted with a few people, a couple newsletter writers, who say that they're actually most excited about the potential of Benoit. Bring everybody up to speed on what that drill plan is going to be there and a little bit of background on Benoit, please.
Well, Benoit has a historical resource estimate right now, all right, not 43-101 of about 500,000 tons, grading 5 grams per ton gold, 12 grams per ton silver, and 0.3 copper. So it's clearly got a proven mineralized endowment, and you're getting intersections at Benoit, something like 54 meters grading 5 grams per ton gold and 14 grams per ton silver and 0.3 copper. So this is a wide zone. It's a stringer sulfide system, a gold-rich VMS system, and it was delineated in the early 90s from 0 to about 200 meters. So, we've got robust exploration vectors, where the first part of the program will actually explore the depth extension of the known deposit at Benoit. And then we have deep-seated ore vision IP anomalies that surround this historical discovery. That's going to be the second part of the program. And we're also going to be drilling the deposit itself in order to calibrate and rapidly distinguish the metallurgical characteristics of this thing. Work that we did not have to do at Chimo because Chimo is a past producer and we had the metallurgical and production credentials on it. At Benoit, it's the upside is tremendous, and the program will be engineered to rapidly bring the value of that deposit and the project to our shareholders.
So how many drills are going to be on site? How many meters are you envisioning for this program?
That is currently being designed and tweaked by our exploration team. They're most likely going to be at least 3 drills turning at a given time on the project. It's as I mentioned, there's 3 parts to the program on Benoit, so it's going to be very dynamic and aggressive. We're going to try to repeat what we've done at Chimo, but in a much shorter time frame. So Benoit is we've got $9.4 million of flow through to invest on a project such as Benoit and Fenton. So I would imagine the volumes of drilling is going to be, you know, very roughly in excess of 20,000 meters.
Okay. Well, that was just the recent raise, too. $9.4 million brings the cash position of the company to just under $14 million. So you have money to attack these projects. You mentioned Fenton, too. We haven't really talked much about the Fenton project. Can you give us a little bit of background on this project as well, please?
Yeah, absolutely. Currently, it's a 50-50 joint venture with the Quebec government's exploration company called SOQUEM. It also has a proven endowment or gold deposit in the first few hundred meters. It was a historical discovery, and you've got, you know, really high-grade gold intervals of 17 grams per ton gold over 5, 6, and 8 meters. And so we're not starting from scratch at Fenton either, and we have the ability, because both projects, Fenton and Benoit, are within 50 kilometers of each other, we have the ability of working these projects side by side and unlocking the value of those projects. Right now, in the past 3 years, we've essentially exposed our shareholders to the value of Chimo. So we've delivered resource estimates, and we're going to deliver another one and PEAs on the project. But at Benoit, Fenton, and Wilson, we've never provided or we've never exposed the value of those projects to the retail market. And so we're quite happy now walking into 2021 with cash in the bank and the ability to unlock the value on all fronts at Cartier.
All right, Philippe, that's going to wrap up this interview, this segment, and the first hour of the weekend edition. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Philippe regarding Cartier Resources, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. We will continue to follow up as more news hits the market, and sounds like it will be a busy rest of the year and even into 2021 for the company, testing out some of these other projects, which, quite frankly, I don't think the market is giving any value for right now. So, a very exciting time for the company. Philippe, thank you for your time this weekend. Everybody else, thanks for tuning in. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend. Be sure to check out our website on a daily basis. Follow along with all the interviews and company updates I record on a regular basis. Thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Corey. Have a nice weekend.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.